I'm ready to go in, Coach. Just give me a chance. I know there's a lot riding on it, but it's all psychological.
Jalen Brunson, killer crossover, goes right by Mike Conley.
Are you running Treadstone?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards. This is Gary. It's always great to be with you. Today, it's especially so. It's an amazing, beautiful day here in Northeast Ohio, and a lot of good things going on. I used to record all of my episodes, or most of them, here in my phone with the Anchor app, driving around town or going to a card show or interviewing people, whatever it is. Today, I am going retro. I'm doing that again for at least one episode here, out of the studio, on the road, driving around, talking with you about cards. Part of it's because earlier today, I got my last group of grades back from PSA. I want to talk with you about grading your cards, and is it a good idea? Is it not? In fact, let's consider this a basketball card 101. Basketball cards 101. Basics, essentials, foundations. Let's go. Let's talk about grading your cards as a collector and investor. I love that we can do this. I love that we can have cards that we value, have them preserved in a nice looking case that keeps their condition and their color, takes really good care of them, but also have their mintness, their gemness, their condition just affirmed by hopefully experts. I don't know. We'll share with you some crazy stuff that happened as I graded 10 cards and got the grades back today. Should have the cards back in hand by the end of the week. It's one of the things I love about grading. In fact, I almost titled this episode My Love and Hate Relationship with Grading Cards. But I don't love it. It's just a thing I do for cards to help their values and to help them look better. I don't hate it because hate's, reserved for, I guess, just a different category of life. But I've had really good experiences with grading cards and some really frustrating ones. And this most recent group, I think, is a perfect case study for us to talk about grading cards. If you go back to some of our previous episodes, especially the one-on-one 101, we talk about grading. And if you're new to this, it means there are many companies out there that if you send them your card in a certain kind of box and registering it online with their site, they will evaluate the card. They'll rank it and say what kind of condition it's in. They'll put it in a slab, a nice holding case where it is fitted tightly or snugly into that plastic case. And usually it's going to last a while like that. Quite often the value of your card will go up because a lot of people want to buy a card that's already been affirmed for its condition, protected, and nice to display. So I think grading cards is a great idea. Maybe you're already aware there are a ton of options out there. There's SGC, HGA, BGS, CSG, PSA. Every one of those acronyms is explained on a different episode of our show, to be sure. But lots of companies are more than happy to take your $15, $20, or $30 to grade a card and preserve it and send it back to you. So there's a lot of competition out there, but what one of the things you need to know is if you are grading cards with the hope of securing a certain value for them, a certain going rate on the market in basketball cards and sports cards. And a lot of what we do, you guys, is talk to you not just as people who enjoy the NBA or like collecting cards or you're brand new to this and kind of trying to figure out what you want to do. I like to talk about, hey, is this a wise money decision? Is it a smart financial move to grade your cards? And I would say, yes, if you do it with PSA. That is the most common, most popular, not saying they're the best at everything with it, but that is the one that people look to and search the most frequently for on eBay. And historically, if you're looking to buy a gem 10, like a perfect card, that is going to hold more value and have more buyers in the future. This is not a commercial for PSA by any means, but if you take your buying and selling seriously and want to at least not lose money and have a chance to profit, then you really do. I'm telling you this because I'm your friend, right? I'm not getting a commission anyway off of this stuff at all. I just say PSA is the way to go if money and the value of your cards matters to you. If it doesn't and it's just about preserving a card and maybe you want to get a better cheap deal on a great card that's already been graded by one of those other companies, have at it. In fact, some people do that because they know it's going to be a less expensive version, and some people do that because they want to buy one of those, crack that case open, and then send it to PSA to see if they can level up, get better value, you know, crack it and resubmit. That's what they're called, resubmits. So some people do that. But I want to talk to you a bit about grading, my story, some things I'm seeing in the hobby as far as prices and values, and some opportunities that you could still take advantage of, and some others I might say, hey, if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't pursue that. I would be careful of that, or I would learn from that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Basketball Cards 101, more about grading, Gary's case study, the cards I got back. We'll talk a bit about the NBA, of course, and current events. And guys, this is just a great time of year to follow basketball, to watch the global game of Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Zion Williamson. I love that there are players all over the world. Victor Wembanyama getting his first card, I think, on the Sports Illustrated for Kids in this month's issue. If you want to subscribe to Sports Illustrated for Kids so that you make sure you get those kind of cards all the time in your mailbox, I'm going to do that. It's hard. Sometimes that magazine's hard to find, and the first Victor Wembanyama card, if you've seen them on eBay, they've sold for like anywhere from $25 to $100 for the Big Vic. Big Vic, what? Does he have a nickname yet? Does he even need one? The Big Wembanyama.
I mean, Kyle Guy went to Virginia. He's been a hell of a player for a very long time, and we really need him on this team. He's key, he's confident, and I mean, he can really shoot the ball.
And the Lowry guy is supposed
to have him. Oh, that Kyle. That's my fault. Easy mix up. He's okay.
You gotta be quick with me. I'm from Erie, PA.
All right, so let me rattle off a few, like, why I love grading and why I don't love grading thoughts. If you've never done this before, it is a great way to preserve, protect, display, increase the value of your cards at some point. And I think I just summarized one of my episodes from the 101 series. But like this, right now the cost of grading is cheaper than ever, especially if you can find someone that you know that already has a PSA membership and you can chip in together. Don't just pay for each card. Give them a few bucks for shipping or just as a tip for their membership. And I would actually use their expertise in looking at your cards before they actually get sent in. So what I love about it, it's cheaper and it seems faster to me. It seems like PSA has finally caught up with the backlog of hundreds of thousands of cards they've had to deal with over the last, maybe it's millions, the last 24 months. And they're fast. Like, I believe my last four submissions, my last four groups, I've sent in and received in less than 6 weeks, every single one of them. So, very happy about that, the turnaround time. That was the cheap level. I was a member and paying $15 a card to grade cards. So no matter what grades I got, I feel like happy with the overall experience, the overall value for what I paid for them. And yeah, just have some things I don't love about them, about grading, that I'll get to in a minute. But I love the price, love the turnaround time, love how easy it is to do. And I know you'll read on the PSAcard.com, their site, you know, 57 instructions on how to prepare your cards, and they've got to be in card savers, and you got to put them flat between two blah blah blahs, and you got to put the label here. And I mean, some of that's true, but my last three I did not send in card savers. Maybe they dinged me for it, I don't know, but doesn't feel like it. So it is an easy process, and maybe you can meet somebody like Kurt or Dusty that says something to you like, hey, I just picked two random names out of the air. Kurt and Dusty seem like friendly guys who would invite you into their group and you could send cards with them. Now, here's the thing I don't love about grading. I don't love that for most cards in the last 4 or 5 years of cards, there have been so many cards graded, and I can tell these PSA graders are tired of large pop counts, population counts of players that are the big names that people sent in from day one. So Zion, Ja, Luka, Cade Cunningham, LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards. It's hard. Repeat it after me. It's hard to get a 10. It's even harder to get a 10 when you're sending in a card that everybody else is sending in. So I have sent in, here's the thing I don't love. I've sent in 5 Tyrese Maxey Silver Prism card 256 rookies. All of them I thought, you know what, this will at least get a 9, and if I have to settle for a 9, okay, I'll be all right. But there's a chance, you're telling me there's a chance I could get a 10. In fact, the one I just sent in, the very last group, I thought, this one's better than all the 9s I got. So same exact card, rather do this than pay $300 for one off eBay and then never get it or something. Like, I was like, this one has got to be a 10. Nope, another 9. They have given me a 9 or lower on every single Tyrese Maxey Silver Prism card I've sent in. Every single Darius Garland Silver Prism card that I've sent in. And same for Ja Base. Same for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Anfernee Simons. And I just want to say, I understand there is room for human error, both on my end, evaluating a card before I send it in, and on their end. Maybe Kevin's having a bad day that day and he doesn't want to give me a 10. I mean, I don't know what I did to you, Kev, but here's what I don't love. There is a subjective, there is a personal human element that could return back in your mailbox with some 9s, some 8s, some 7s that you didn't expect. And that's just the risk I take, or you take, when we grade cards. So don't say I didn't warn you, all right? If you're like, Gary, I just sent in 25 Prism cards from last season and I only got 3 10s. Well, I am warning you right now. Those guys have seen a ton of the big name rookies. What I don't understand is, meanwhile, I included other lesser known players that you've heard me talk about, the prospects, cards of Jalen Noel and Desmond Bane and Trey Murphy III and Zaire Williams. Here's what I don't understand, guys, at PSA. All those got a 10. Some of them were the same exact, I can't tell a difference between the Jalen Noel silver I sent in for grading, its condition overall, its centering, corners, all that stuff. I can't tell a real difference at all between that and the Anfernee Simons silver or the Darius Garland silver, which is the same exact looking card. I'm not complaining, but what I am telling you guys as graders and future graders, I would say we're taking a risk, right? We're taking a risk that, you know, one, you didn't catch a scratch or a smudge or something that's on that card and you sent it in, or something happens to it during shipping, or something happens to it when they rip it out of the box and you should have put it in a card saver, Gary. Maybe I should have, and maybe that would have protected my Maxi or my Anfernee. You know, I understand all that. Like, maybe I should have seen this coming. And but what I'm doing on this episode is recounting some of that stuff and giving you some pointers, all right? With realistic expectations, I would say this to my former self and to the current you. I would say, before you send cards in, do your own inspection of that card. Wipe it down with, microfiber cloth, or I'm using a soft microfiber t-shirt, like one of those 50-50 cotton t-shirts, cotton polyester, and I'm using a hard surface like the kitchen counter or an office desk, and looking at the card in different kinds of light, comparing it with other cards from that year to see if it's centered in comparison to those, and and getting a magnifying glass. Like, I've done all the things, you guys. So I feel like I'm getting more specific, more anal, more detailed about what cards I'm willing to send in and pay $15 to grade. So I'm happy that in my last group, I'm getting 4 cards back that 10'd, 5 that were a 9. And here's another thing I don't love, or I would caution you about when it comes to sending cards in for grading. You are all aware of, like, the chrome cards, like the thicker, harder, shinier looking cards, like Select NBA Basketball or Optic or Mosaic and Prism. Those are all beautiful, shiny cards, right? There are also paper cards, Donruss, NBA Hoops. Those are the two main ones. Chronicles, all the cheap Chronicles. Oh, the Contenders Autos. Oh, the Contenders Rookie Ticket, number to 99, Alexei Pokusevski in a uniform I've never seen before. Oh, you beautiful Contenders. And you, what do you call it? Oh, there's those Absolute and Flux. I'm just saying, if you're gonna send in paper cards to grade, there is some legit upside to be had there. Especially if you look back on things like the 2017 Jason Tatum paper card, or the Giannis from 2013 NBA Hoops card, or the Joker from 2015 Donruss rated rookie card. There, if those things can get a 10 for you, you'll be so glad. Like, you should just send me a thank you letter in the mail to Hoops and Cards Gary, and you know, a photo of you with your Nikola Jokic or your Joel Embiid paper card. I'll warn you, those things have a hard time getting a 10. I don't really know what they're using as far as criteria. This time I said, you know what? There's not a lot of graded Anthony Simons paper Donruss rated rookie cards. I've got, believe me, I have plenty of those cards. So I sent in 2 of my very best looking cards thinking, you know what? Hey, if these 10, awesome. Like, this would be a nice flip for me. But if they don't 10, at least I'll have something good for the PC. I'll have a nice Anthony Simons rookie preserved. All that stuff that, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. But here's what happened. I sent in 2 of my 20 best Anthony Simons. These are paper Donruss rated rookie cards from 2018. And I just got word today. Brace yourself, kids. Brace yourself, Josh, Brad, wherever you are, Max, Logan, Reagan, Dave, Davey, Laszlo, Lucho, all of you guys, John in Istanbul, brace yourself. One of these Anfernees got me a 10. I know, right? I can't take all the credit. It was me, PSA, and Anfernee, and Mr. Donruss. We all did that. And so I gotta share the credit when we celebrate later on, and this card enters the Hall of Fame of Hoops and Cards stories. But the other card, remember I said I sent 2 of the best cards that I had of 2018 Donruss. The other card got a PSA 6. And I'm like, what? Let me do that again. What? Yeah, that was the falsetto what that I like to give. That was like, I can't wait to get those cards back and show you the picture of both of them. And you're going to go, what? Like a 10 and a 6? I can understand a 10 and an 8, 9 and an 8, but a 10 and a 6. So I'm wondering, like, did somebody's dog chew on this? Like, when the it fell out of the you know, the mailman's pouch or something? Like, how did this go from being one of my 2 best Anfernees to being a, what? A 6? Are you stinking kidding me, PSA? So, hey, I'm not over here complaining. Remember, this is an episode to say to you what I just said. Paper cards, it would help to have 2 or 3 other friends inspect them. Remember, you're taking a risk. I'm glad I got a 10. I can only imagine the conversations with quality check guy 1 and quality check guy 2 over there at PSA, those 2 stages. And one of them's going, hey man, let's just give him 2 9s. And they'd be like, nah, he really likes Anthony. Let's give him a 10. All right, we'll give him 1 10, but I ain't giving him another 9. How about a 6? Let's do it. See if he falls for it. Like, what are you guys doing? It does not look like a 6 to me. It's not worth cracking and resubmitting anywhere. It's just going to be like a punchline, one of my jokes in all my episodes about grading cards. Yes, it's a risk. I don't know why my last 3 group submissions are full of random decent players who got me 10s, Trey Murphy, Jalen Brunson, Desmond Bain, Emergent Silver, that's a 10. Okay, great, fine, great. But why are all the 9s the good players? Jason Tatum, Giannis, Luka Doncic, Anthony Simons. Oh, wait, he's kind of in between these two levels. But Darius Garland, like, why are all the all-stars not getting me 10s? And I'm not saying I'm complaining, although I'm like projecting my voice. I'm literally curious, because instead of grading 5 Darius Garland silver prisms and getting 5 9s, I'd rather just gone out to, you know, my buddy Chris over there and said, Chris, I'll take that PSA 10 Garland silver. Rain, I'll take that PSA 10 Garland silver off your hands. You just saved me like $150 in shipping these stupid groups to PSA. And at the same time, are the PSA 9s worth nothing? Actually, they're worth something. There is a major gap. This is the more you know, right? This is me helping you. The difference price-wise between a 9 and a 10 is huge. It's enormous. It's disappointing because you used to be able to listen to podcasters like Card Ladder. You listen to Market Movers and hear Jeff Wilson at Sports Card Investor talk about PSA 9s. And you'd hear Luca Tigers and Bronze, Andrew and Cage talk about PSA 9s, and you would see those go up. Sometimes they'd go up faster or in higher percentages when that player's cards would go up than the 10s would. Well, that hasn't happened in a while. And most people, and I would say this for most recent cards, you could say that the PSA 9 of a card, the PSA 9 of a Ja Morant rookie card, Prism, is worth as much or maybe less than the ungraded Ja Morant rookie. Let me say it again. The PSA 9 is often worth less than the ungraded card. Why? Well, the ungraded card hasn't been critiqued yet. It hasn't had a point taken off for a scratch, a print line, a bad corner, a little bit of weird centering, and an awkward, you know, smudge that nobody took off. The fact that Kevin had a bad day that day and drank too much caffeine and didn't give you a 10. Like, I don't know. Most cases these days, modern cards, a raw card still has the potential to 10. And so that mystery in it makes it a little bit more of a draw to potential buyers and investors. Because if it looks like, hey, it could 10, it doesn't have the ding of some PSA grader in some closet somewhere saying, that's not a 10. That's barely an 8.8, but I'll give him a 9. Like, all right, fella, let's talk about this over a few. Like, dude, I appreciate that I've made money. I have had some 10s. I've had some decent cards come back. But if you are sending in a card, you have to be ready for it to get a 9 or an 8. And if you've got friends, and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Like, if your friends would look at those, I just quoted Biz Markie. You're welcome. If you've got friends that will take a double take and scrutinize your cards and tell you, man, I'm your friend, and I, as much as I want to tell you this card has a chance to be a 9, it doesn't. Look at this thing. Look at this fade. I started to learn how to find print lines on cards. I started to realize, yo, if you want to find a card that's going to 10, don't assume that that optic, whatever the optic card is, Donruss optic, those cards have a hard time scoring 10s for anybody. It's not you, it's them. It's optics. So yeah, those are some warning signs for you. One thing I love about it is I did find cards in the dollar box or the $2 or $3 or $5 box that wound up getting me 10s. And I'm like, even though the market's down, I could sell that Desmond Bain Emergent Silver Prism. I could sell that Trey Murphy, the third Silver Prism rookie. I could sell that Jalen Brunson Optic Shock. We have so many great names for cards, right? Excalibur, Optic Shock, Prime Twine. Like, we've run out of adjectives to describe these little pieces of cardboard. Immaculate, National Treasures, Impeccable, Flawless. It's like the king of exaggeration, right? The sports card market. Anyhow, I like that I was able to buy some cards for $3, $5, $10, send them in. A few of them got 10s, and I will make money on them. I have not started listing a lot of them. But what I plan to do, you guys, is list them on eBay. Most of them I'll list in buy it now prices that I would be willing to take and just let them sit there till somebody buys it now. And nobody cares right now about my Zaire Williams rookie penmanship prism, you know, auto that PSA 10. Nobody cares. You don't care. You're like, Gary, I don't care about Zaire Williams. Focus on Ja. And you're exactly right. But I would list it now. I'm going to sometime this week list that graded PSA 10 that people will be searching for, because they're not going to search for SGC 10, HGA 10, like CGS. Give me all of the three-letter acronyms I can possibly imagine with the number 10 somewhere in the middle. No, seriously, Zaire Williams will have a playoff game where he goes for 20-plus points. He might be this year's Terrence Mann, right? With two N's. Mann. He's just going to go off for one playoff game. Maybe Desmond Bane is, you know, hurt. Maybe he sprained his MCL or something. I don't know. Maybe he's out for a day or two, right? And Zaire Williams comes in, hits 7 3-pointers, and he's this year's Terrence Mann. He's this year's Grant Williams, right? And I've got it listed. Somebody gets excited. They jump up and pay my price. I tell you about it on Hoops and Cards sometime in May, and we all have some laughs. That's why we're here, people, to have some laughs, to enjoy friends and the hobby and sports cards and the NBA. I really, really enjoy interacting with you. And I don't think I've said it on this episode yet, but please give me a shout out, direct message me at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. Tell me what your grading experiences have been. Tell me what you do to prepare cards. Tell me what questions you have about grading cards and sending those in. I'm actually going to take a break for a while from grading cards. But one of the things that I would say in kind of wrapping up this conversation and this episode is, as you are considering buying a card, so the thought about grading or not, that should happen before you even buy a raw card. I want you to say, does this card speak to me? Does it just reek of excellence? Can I find anything obviously or clearly wrong with it? You know, or is it something that's minor, but I'm trying to will it into perfection, or trying to scrub it into, you know, trying to tilt the light angles so I just don't see that, you know, off-centering thing. Like, no, is it a card that speaks to you and you're like, dang, because for me, the cards that have tend were the cards that spoke to me and the cards that I thought, yep, that's going to be a 10. My son had a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander rookie on our previous group, Prism. Number 184 from that year. And I'm like, this card is at one of its lowest buying points ever, but it just looks perfect. It looks awesome. And I know it's just a prism based card, but it is SGA. He's having a breakout year again, taking it to a whole nother level, SGA. Dude, that card we sent in and it got a PSA 10. And I was like, yeah, of course it did. When the card speaks to you and probably to three or four others of your friends, Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, Jack, TJ, Xander, Braden, Luke, all whatever friends you want to have look at your cards. If you don't have friends like that that'll do it, put it on our Discord. Like post pictures of your card on our Discord. We've got guys that will jump in, and Brett and Keith and John and I and Laszlo, and you know, a lot of us will look at those and we'll be like, Aaron will tell you. Aaron's not messing around. If you've got a Zach LaVine 2014 Silver Prism and it's just slightly off-centered or something's off with it, he'll notice it. Like, right? We're here to help you. This is not just Gary talking into his phone going, it is all of us, collectors and investors of basketball cards. The NBA season is rocking. It is rocking. I can't wait to go to another NBA game and shoot some reels and tell you guys about it. For cards, the guys, I'm going to I'm not parting ways with you. Just till next time. It's not goodbye. It's like, see you later or talk with you later. I'm saying the players that I am watching closely and thinking, man, the buying opportunity is right now. It is right now. And I feel so good about Memphis. It's hard not to. They've won like 10 in a row. It's hard not to feel good about Denver. But the guys that I like on those two teams, Jamal Murray and Desmond Bane, guys who have the ability to score in bunches and bunches and bunches, guys that for the most part, I mean, except Jamal Murray, like don't have a lot of injury track record. That's all I'm trying to say. I would love to see other players step up, like Zaire Williams and Bones Highland and, you know, whoever else. But Jamal has playoff chops, and Desmond Bane, you may not know this, people, but the dude has arrived. He's for real. I'm saying it again and again. I'm buying his cards. I'm holding his cards. I'm listing some of his cards. That's what I got for tonight, you guys. Any other questions you got on grading? Hit me up. Have a great week.
We know who you are.
Who is she?
I'm Groot.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, put one of those hash browns at the end, you know, like hash brown Team Cobra Kai or something. And then send it to the internet!
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.